Hello, John Hanick here with yet another podcast of my blog. Today I want to talk about what no sounds like. Talking to another seed investor recently, we both got something of a chuckle when discussing a startup that had approached each of us separately. The chuckle was all about this team's deaf ear to what was really being said to them. You know, the word no comes out in a variety of ways when talking to investors, but rarely, if ever, does it come out as a straight no. No one likes to let down a startup. No one will ever tell you your baby is ugly. But geez, life would be a whole lot easier sometimes if they did. And I'm not necessarily talking about investment refusals. Those are usually pretty clear, even if not straightforward. You either get the money or you don't. But I am talking about discussions with prospective investors, partners, and other interested persons where there is a disguised disagreement about things like demand for the innovation, market size or selection, growth projections, valuation, exit potential, all those topics. Your prospective investors may not be expert on any of that, but they can let their money do the talking. If they appear disinterested, are they actually providing you feedback without saying anything? Are they not bothering to engage in a debate because they don't intend to invest? You know, there's another angle here. Are you presenting things to an investor from your personal perspective or from a market perspective? In yet another recent conversation with a fellow investor, I was given this gem. Don't say, "I think." "I think the market is $1.5 billion," or "I think we fit well in this specific market," or "I think so-and-so will buy us." The "I think" trap is an easy one to fall into. Avoid it by citing customer feedback, objective facts, and independent research. Be open to the feedback your investment prospects are providing you. Approach each call or meeting or pitch as an opportunity to learn something new. It could be something new like how others view your innovation, or how others view your business acumen, or how others view you as a person. But whatever it is, recognize it as valuable and actionable feedback. Be open to understanding how people say no. It may not be a direct no. In fact, it may even be a maybe. But whatever it is, recognize it for what it is, invaluable feedback. This is why at WKI, we emphasize the design of your approach to every facet of your business. Design your investor approach. Take the "I think" out and put the "we've designed" in.